the right way to pray, you know that I'm in the right direction. Now, let me just get into what we'll be doing tonight. Tonight, I'll be sharing with you and we'll be praying on what we call the judicial anointing. Amen. Somebody shout judicial anointing. Now, if you ever heard the word court, that word court must not confuse you. The word court did not come from the world. It's not a worldly name. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
And the word constitution didn't come from the worldly name. If you read according to history, most of the things were copied from the Bible. If you see all the Ten Commandments which are written in the Bible are actually the law, are the constitution, stealing, all the things are there, killing, they are criminal issues. I'm trying to talk to you, right? Are you still here?
Yes.
Now, when you read the Bible, you see that most of the constitutions were birthed from Scripture, from the Bible. However, I want to share a very important aspect as we actually talk today. Say with me, the courtroom. Say it again, say the courtroom. That's where we'll be getting today. So we'll be discussing about the judicial anointing, but we're going to be in the courtroom. Have you noticed that most people actually do not know that, in fact, the devil, what he does is to accuse you. Scripture calls him the accuser. Now, most people think the accusation the Bible describes the devil as is the accusation of saying, this person is a witch, or this person is like this. No, that's not the accusation called in the Bible. In the Bible, when the devil is being called an accuser, he means someone who takes you to court in order to prosecute you. Imagine we're living in the world where there's an accuser, there's a prosecutor who is every day trying to put you in jail. Not physical jail, but he's trying to put you in a spiritual cell. How many today, they're already in these cells? There are people, as I'm talking to you now, they're in a financial cell. You are not hearing what I'm trying to communicate. There are people, as I'm talking now, they're in a sickness cell. They're in a particular cell and the enemy closed it because Scripture calls him the accuser of brethren. But what he does, he makes sure that you are thinking, you don't actually think about it. Before I go ahead, tell your neighbor, say, today, we're in the judicial anointing. Now, let's read scripture. We're going to read the book of Revelation, 12 verse 10. Can you read it?
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.
Did you hear that? Some of you think you are delivered. You are just on bail. No wonder you find yourself back again. Like, I thought I'm okay. Before you know it, today we want to go into the courtroom.
Amen.
And make a ruling.
Yes.
And get the verdict.
Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes.
Now, I want you to see the Bible. The Bible says what? It says, the accuser of what? Brethren, who accused them? When? Now, are you understanding this? Can you imagine when you are sleeping? When you are sleeping, there is an accuser. Whether he comes through a witch or a satanist or someone casting spells or a demonic entity. But trust me, day and night, there is an accusation against you. And the Bible says he does it day and night. He may choose who he wants to use. He may use somebody to gossip about you. He may use your boss to fire you. He may use your sister to be talking bad about you. He may use your best friend. He may use a witch. He may use somebody who may just wake up in the morning with the charms and look at you and say, this man is going to see. You have done nothing wrong. But the person can be enticed by a demonic entity. And they say, I will attack this person. Now. So you must understand this, that every moment, day and night, there is what? An accusation. And this accusation is not about saying bad about you. It is prosecution. Prosecuting you. Trying to take you. You must understand that a prosecutor can put you in jail. Can put you in prison even before a ruling has happened. Whether you are innocent or not. Before the ruling has happened by the judge, he can put you in the cell.
Yes.
Am I trying to talk to somebody right here? And that's the Bible. That's what the Bible is saying the devil is all about. He says he accuses you. God is our judge.
Amen.
But the Bible says he does that before our God. Day and night. And he does that as God is watching. Now God gave us some powers. And some rights in the spirit.
Yes.
Similarly, in your country, you have got rights. And your rights, you can actually speak or you can hire a lawyer.
Oh, no. I'm trying to talk to somebody here.
And when the prosecutor is speaking, he says, you have a right to stay quiet or to say. But whatsoever you're going to say, it will be used in the court. I'm trying to talk to somebody. Read again the verse. I want you to see something here that is very important.
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.
He has to. Every accuser,
amen.
Every prosecutor in your life,
yes.
Time must come, he must be cast down.
Yes.
You didn't see the scripture. Can you read again? Just read again. Read again. And when he is cast down, the Bible says salvation comes in the family.
Amen.
Strength comes in the family.
Yes.
The kingdom of our God comes in our lives.
Yes.
He says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven.
Now salvation and strength.
Salvation.
And strength.
And the strength.
And the kingdom of our God.
And the kingdom of our God.
And the power of his Christ.
And the power of his Christ.
Have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accuse them before our God day and night has been cast down.
We will not see the power of God if this accuser is still in your family. He is the one blocking the testimonies from happening.
Amen.
As we speak now, it is as if God is not there. Because there's no power being demonstrated. Because the accuser says your child is sick.
Yes.
He has accused your child to say your child must remain with this sickness. Until the accuser has been cast down. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
For us to see the power of his Christ, for us to see salvation, for us to see, oh, my husband, I've been praying for him. He's not being saved until today. Oh, I am saved, but my children are not saved. I am praying for their salvation. Hear me, there's an accuser.
Amen.
But there's an anointing of judicial decrees. My God, I'm trying to talk to somebody here. Are you understanding here? Now, the Bible calls the devil who? The accuser. Now. If the devil is being addressed as an accuser, now when you go in the court, there must be someone accusing. And this one is a prosecutor. You hear somebody. And when you are being accused, you hire a lawyer. Now in John 14:16, what does the Bible say? Now let's read it, because you must have an understanding how heaven sees the earth. You must have an understanding how the divine heavens look upon us. Now read the scripture. It says what?
And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
Now, NIV. Now, I want you to hear this. Who is that helper?
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate.
Wait. Now, here we are. Please pay your attention. Pay your attention. Are you here?
Yes.
All right, pay your attention, pay your attention. Scripture says, I'll give you. So we have an accuser. I go back to on Revelation. It says what? This one, accuser, it says, what does it do?
For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night.
Now we have an accuser who is accusing you day
and
night. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Then the Bible says in John 14 that there's going to be another
advocate.
Meaning to say you've got two advocates. The word advocate, another what? Advocate. Now, an advocate is a lawyer. Not just a lawyer, he's a senior lawyer. You have to understand that. The meaning of an advocate is a senior lawyer. Now, scripture tells us here that I'll give you another. So Jesus, he is the advocate. And he says, I'll give you another, the Holy Spirit. Now, imagine this. Now, you are being accused day and night. And yet you have got two lawyers. And these are not just junior lawyers. Today we are going to make a ruling. You are not getting it. Someone will be cast down today. Oh. Now. Can we go ahead? All right. Let's go ahead. Let's go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 94. Verse 2.
Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud.
The Bible is declaring the earth not just as a dwelling place where we live in. The Bible from that scripture tells us clear that the earth is the courtroom. Judge of the earth. Understand that. Now we have the accuser, we have the lawyer, and we have what? We have the judge. And this judge is speaking about something. The accuser, all these three, they are dealing with something on earth. Judge of the earth, accuser of brethren. I'll send you another advocate. I will send you. So everything is to do with you. So the judge is over you, accuser on you, the Holy Spirit and Jesus on you. And the earth is the courtroom. It's either you have won the case or you have lost it. It's either you are on bail or you are free for free. Are you free for good or you are always in and out? And some of you, in the spirit, you are those prisoners who are always in and out. Now, this is scripture. What I'm sharing with you is not something like I'm making it. It is scripture. The Bible says what? It says the accuser who accused you. Now, the word accuser there is the same word what? Prosecutor. This one, prosecute you. All what the devil is trying to do in your life is not to make a final verdict. It's to prosecute you. It's up to you to use the lawyer that you have. Am I talking to you? Am I speaking to you? So when this happens like this, so what happens now? There is an anointing whereby God said, I am too big to come here and make these rulings and judgments. So God gave a provision where you can make a ruling of yourself in the courtroom. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2 to 3.
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
Stop there. Hey, what's the scripture saying?
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world?
Why are we hearing the word judge there? The word judge there is the word krino. This is a ruling, a decree that you make. And the Bible is not saying God will do it for you. He says, do you know that you can actually make a ruling to say, from now, my mother is healed. But the problem is you always make rulings, and because you don't know the power of your decrees, listen, never make again another declaration in your life if you don't know what a declaration is. Do you know most of you make declarations? And you don't even know what a declaration is. Let me repeat. Never again stop it of saying in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare permanent miracles in my life. Permanent miracles in my life. I declare my life is open. If you don't know what you're saying, don't do it. Because if you don't know, you know what's going to happen? 2 weeks later, you will forget you said those words. You're going to start saying, I don't know what's happening with my life. Yo, my life, things are tough. Do you know what you have just done? You have reversed your ruling. What I said to me 10 years ago until today, I believe that on that day, I made a declaration. This is what I said, and I'm not reversing it. I can only reinforce it by saying it again. I can keep on saying it over and over and over. I will never be tempted to cancel my ruling. Do you know when you are in the court and you are a judge and you have made a ruling? If tomorrow you come again in the same court and they say the person is free, the person will be released.
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yes.
The same judge who put you in prison, the same judge can set you free by just his word. And the Bible says that's who you are. So if you say that you are free and tomorrow you say you are sick, never say those words if you know you don't know what you are saying.
Amen.
Say Dabba.
Dabba.
It's a word we declare. When we speak it, it will do what we have said it will do.
Yes.
Today we are making a ruling.
Amen.
Let me remind you again. Revelation. Let's read the scripture.
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. The accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down.
The Bible says now, meaning it wasn't there, now. Salvation, strength, power, and the kingdom has now come. He says, why? Because the accuser of brethren has been cast down. The only time the accuser of brethren will be cast down is the time God's power is seen on a person. Some people think they are okay. Right now, as I'm speaking, there is an accuser trying to accuse Major One. And when you see people, forget about the people. There is something behind the people.
Amen.
And some of the things you see on the internet, those are small, small things. In the spirit, there's more commotion to accuse. Lest he must fall. This must happen. This must happen. There are things that are being said right now.
Yes.
Today, we want to do something. We want to cast down every accuser.
Amen.
Or your amen is all loud and clear.
Amen.
Your family must be set free tonight.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
The Bible says, don't you know?
Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
I want to say something to everybody here. Say, I've got power
to make rulings.
The problem is you try to spiritualize things.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes when you're praying, you feel like God is not hearing you or you are unworthy. Like, I don't think I'm worthy. And then the accuser will be accusing you right there in prayer. Like, you remember yesterday what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Remember you are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what you did. Like, all the can you imagine you are in prayer and you are being accused in prayer? And then he makes you so small, like you are in prayer. And then he comes and say, hey, hi. How are you? You are busy. Raka, ba, 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 ba. Then he says, hi. Remember what we were doing yesterday. So I rebuke you, Satan. No, he didn't say it properly. So I rebuke you, Satan.
I rebuke you, Satan.
He rebuke. Can you imagine? He comes to condemn you. To condemn you. Until Apostle Paul said what? In Romans 8, verse 1. What did he say? He said, stop it.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
Stop it. Can you imagine? Now you are not condemning yourself like, I think already your prayer is paralyzed.
Amen.
It, in warfare, it is known as asymmetric warfare. It's known as what?
Asymmetric warfare.
Asymmetric warfare is the type of war. In a business called asymmetric advantage. Asymmetric warfare, it is a battle where a superpower is fighting with a weaker power. But the weaker power is making use of asymmetric advantage where he attacks what matters most to you, even though you are very powerful. But when your power is now a level, it's no longer asymmetric. It's symmetric parity. Now, understand this. When you are you tired?
No.
Can you imagine you are tired and yet you're in a courtroom? And the accuser says you will never be rich. Some of you have that accusation right now.
Yes.
An accuser said you will never, your family, no one will be a millionaire. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
Have you noticed what prosecutors will do? They can actually, before a ruling, they can even get all your important things. To say we have confiscated them. They will be released when the ruling is over. Now, some of you think, in the spirit, the devil says your marriage will not be released. Your job will not be released. Until a ruling has been made. And when you are waiting for a ruling, thinking God will make a ruling one day, the Bible says, I have given you the advocate, the Holy Spirit. Now, in verse 6, in chapter 8, verse 26 says, that Holy Spirit, are you hearing me?
Yes.
Will help you how to pray. Now, when the Holy Ghost helps you to make decrees and declarations, it means the lawyer now is telling you what to say.
Yes.
Because when you're in court, the lawyer will say, don't say this. If you say this, it won't be good. Say it in this way. Say it in this way. Now, in prayer, imagine the Holy Ghost is busy telling you to say, declare in this way. As the Holy Ghost is telling you what to say, then the devil also comes and he says, have you remembered you what you did yesterday? Where most believers fail, it is when the enemy now begins to accuse them in the courtroom. And then they begin to receive self-what? Condemnation. Hear me. In court, the moment there's a condemnation from yourself, it means you have accepted. You have pleaded guilty.
Yes.
The moment you are guilty in prayer, even in the court of the earth, even in any court in the world, the moment you are guilty, it means you have accepted the case and it's over for you. Am I speaking to you? I want you to understand how courts operate. That's where Apostle Paul said what? There is no condemnation. Stop condemning yourself. Hear me. When you make up a choice and a decision tonight, I want to release my money, you will release it.
Oh, yes.
But never have any condemnation. Never have a second thought. Never think maybe it will not happen. You just enter your room and say, tonight, I speak. I make a decree. Take your pen and put a signature. My man is coming. Ka-ra-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, pa-pam, boom. It is done in the name of Jesus. And start waiting for your testimony.
Amen.
But the problem is, the enemy will keep on saying, hey, you. After 2 days, you made a ruling just 2 days ago. After 2 days, like, hey, my life, I feel sorry for myself. Scripture says in Psalm 94, rise up.
Rise up, O judge of the earth. Render punishment to the proud.
NIV.
Rise up, judge of the earth. Pay back to the proud what they deserve.
I want you to see something. When the scripture says, rise up, O judge
of the earth.
That word judge is the word shafat, which means a final ruling. Now imagine this, that God anointed a woman in the Bible, not as a man or a woman of God, but the Bible says she was anointed as a judge, and her name was Deborah. My God, you didn't hear me. Now, as people thought she'd be a judge, like in the court, and just handle rulings like that, no. She went further. She said, every enemy of God, anyone who gives us problems in our country, I'll come after you as a judge. I will render judgment and punishment. And she went after them. She met the most dangerous soldiers, dangerous kings. She went after them. Put them in trouble. These were men who had vowed to put Israel in danger. But God gave her the anointing of being a judge. And guess what? That anointing is upon you. And Paul says, don't you know that you can judge the world? We have the anointing to say, and things will be done. Amen. The moment you are self-condemning, it will never be done. We want to make rulings. We are about to do now. Every ruling the enemy made against you. Some of you, you're actually accused to say you will never be rich. Your project, it's actually stuck. And some started it and they don't even know what to do next. And some of you to do with the sickness. And some of you, there are things the enemy has actually just said you will not walk out of this. We have read the scripture and we have seen how the enemy operates. He is an accuser. He is a prosecutor. He puts people in trouble and tie them there. Raise up a hand. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say again, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus.
As I raise my hands.
As I raise my hands.
I stand in the divine courtroom.
I stand in the divine courtroom.
I stand in the divine courtrooms.
I stand in the divine courtrooms.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The Holy Ghost is my advocate.
The Holy Ghost is my advocate.
He is my lawyer.
He is my lawyer.
And he lives in me.
And he lives in me.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I fear nothing.
I fear nothing.
As it is written.
As it is written.
In Isaiah 54 verse 17.
In Isaiah 54 verse 17.
That every tongue.
That every tongue.
That rises against me.
That rises against me.
Every weapon.
Every weapon.
That comes to my direction.
That comes to my direction.
In judgment.
In judgment.
I shall condemn.
I shall condemn.
I condemn.
I condemn.
Every weapon.
Every weapon.
Every word.
Every word.
Against me.
Against.
Against my children.
Against my children.
I judge.
I judge.
Every financial problem.
Every financial problem.
I judge.
I judge.
Every demonic attack.
Every demonic attack.
I judge.
I judge.
Every witchcraft spell.
Every witchcraft spell.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I make a ruling.
I make a ruling.
My breakthrough is here.
My breakthrough is
my
here.
My deliverance is here.
My deliverance is
make
here.
Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Make
in
a prayer.
In Jesus' name.
Make a prayer. The mighty